I've got Becky's back now. I got to get my mic back. I think I got away with it last time, but I ain't going to get away with it this time. I kind of wasn't looking that way because I knew she'd be doing that. Amen. But last month, we was on our way here, and being the first one of the season for me, I was almost to Silver Hill. Amen. When I realized I was supposed to be at the Wilderness, so I was like 15, 20 minutes late getting here because I was rolling the wrong way. But I had the music on, had the gospel, I was singing and everything. And I was rolling until I realized I was almost Silver Hill. I'm in the wrong place. And I think Brother Jim said, that was the first time I think you said you left your phone on. Yeah, first time he left his phone on, and I got him. Because I knew I was not going to get anybody. And that time, God must knew I was going to do something stupid. So he had Brother Jim to hold the phone. Oh, no, Brother Jim, leave it on. Bummer going to mess up this morning. Amen. So this morning I was straight, and Brother Kevin, and I, when you was talking this morning about, how should I put this now? Folk in the bed. It could have been here in the bed. And I said, amen, brother. That when he said, what was that? Amen. Because Sister Bummer told me to tell y'all she'll see you next week. That's the best I'm going to tell y'all. I ain't going no further. That's why, Brother Kevin, you had a hold on and everything going. I got a feeling. I told Reverend Kelly a while ago. I say, well, he right on one thing. I got a feeling everything going to be all right. Amen. Because I needed all them songs this morning. Amen. Then when I got here, amen. As this slang we had, I saw my peeps here. That mean my people. Okay. Amen. My peeps. Young people say peeps. Amen, amen. Silver Hill members, God bless you. I wasn't expecting to see y'all this morning. I know, see, normally this year they would be in Sunday school. Amen, but Reverend Kelly teaches Sunday school, and this morning he has to preach right down the road at Pilgrim Baptist Church. That's why I was shocked to see him roll up in here. Amen. Y'all really surprising me today. Amen, and he has to, sir? I'm thankful they're here. I know that. Amen. But you know what? I preached to 500. I preached to 2. Amen. Amen. And we preach the same way. It's depending on why you're here. That's what I always tell people when they come to church. It depends on why you're here. Amen. When you come to church and who you're here to worship. Because first we go to the church to worship. The Bible said God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So why you here? We're here to worship. But at the same time, we're here to fellowship one with another. Amen. Because we don't see each other sometimes for a long time. And it's good. People might think we're crazy when we say this. You know, we miss each other. Some folks do. Amen. But I miss folk. Amen. So it's good to get together and see us all, you know, once again. And so it's a good thing. And Brother Kevin and Sister Becky, we missed you last time. Amen. But it's good to see you again. It's good to be here. Silver Hill, we got 2 services today. We got what we call a rally day and family and friends day today at 3:00. And like I say, and Rev here to be over at Pilgrim, and I'm here, and then we're gathered together, amen, and we're going to eat and have a good time with worship and all of those things, dog. But it's just good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. And for me, and I heard Brother Kevin say we start a Bible study this weekend. I got the thing on my bulletin board, but I know y'all been hearing about how bad things are at JCPenney. Amen. So I got to work this week, so Reverend Kelly going to be here in my place. He's my backup and my armor bearer. He's my everything. Amen. So when I can't, I hope and pray y'all allow him to come. He does an excellent job. Amen. A man of many gifts and many talents. And he's my brother by another mother. Mother Kelly back there, amen. Her son, amen. But we're just so close, and he fills in for me, and we help each other so much. And so he's standing by this year because some crazy things going on, J.C. Penney. So when they say, no, I can't do this, no, I can't do this, I call it, Reb, I'm sorry, brother, I need you again, man. Can you help a brother out? And he's always there. He's so busy. I done forgot all his titles now besides being assistant at Silver Hill. Red, what else is all that stuff you got going? Let the folk here know what you got going, man.
Well, I'm the president of the Northern Virginia Baptist Sunday School and Baptist Training Union. And it involves 122 churches from Northern Virginia. We just had our one-day session a couple weeks ago, and yesterday we had a one-day session in the Northern Virginia Baptist Association. That's the same 122 churches, and we're looking forward to having our three-day sessions in August, both of those organizations, and then there's the Eastern Fauquier Sunday School Union and Tidewater Ministers and Deacons and the Eastern Fauquier Ministers and Coalition. So there's many services, but we're all in one service, and that is to serve the Lord.
Amen. So you see, he's wearing many hats. Many hats, but he never forsakes Silver Hill. Whenever we call on, whenever we need him, amen, he's there. Amen, he's my armor bearer. And I'm hoping and praying that he be the next pastor of Silver Hill Baptist Church. Because this old boy is going out on the range come June the 23rd. Amen, we retiring. Amen, as pastor Silver Hill Baptist Church on the 23rd. We hope y'all be able to come on out and if God allows, and have a good time with us, you know. And the thing about it, I'm going out smiling. Amen. Now, I want y'all to understand one thing. I'm finished with pastoring, not preaching.
Amen.
Amen. I'm still preaching. I'm still teaching. And
you'll still be a
rover. Yes, ma'am. Amen. This year 29. Year 29, getting younger and younger all the time. Because that's amazing, though. Just think about it. I've been preaching for 33 years, praise God. I've been pastoring, pastored two churches for 20 years. And I've been here for 29 years. Isn't that wonderful? God is a good God. And we met some wonderful folk here. So I've been here longer than I've been in both churches. Amen. It's kind of strange. I'm still staying here. I ain't left y'all. I'm just like glue. Yeah, to throw me out of my head. Get rid of me here. Amen. But it's sad, and I'm also kind of happy. Amen. Because I'm kind of tired. Amen. So I'm just toning things down. Because everybody, all the pastors and all, they look at me. I've never seen a pastor happy to be retired. Never seen one happy. I said, well, I'm happy. You better believe I'm happy. I'm very happy, amen, because I've tried to do everything God assigned me to do. And I've done it to the best of my ability. We made some mistakes, amen, but through God, we've overcome and we made it through. And I'm just thankful. You know, you're sorry to leave the people. We got some great people at Silver Hill, so I'm going to be missing it. But they're going to see me all the time. They're going to think I'm still pastoring. Pastor, you ain't pastor no more. Why you come back out here so much? Amen. But, you know, when you leave places in a right way,
amen,
you ought to be able to go back.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You ought to be able to go back. So we looking forward. And like I say, on the 23rd, have some great festivities. And we just looking forward to a grand time in the Lord. Dignus McDaniel, I missed your cookout. I didn't know nothing about it till yesterday. Sister Diane told me at work about it, and we had our family, we selling the home place and everything, and we had some buyers over, and we had to be there for that. So when I found out about it, I thought, oh, can't make this one. Amen. But, you know, hopefully she saved some food somewhere, but she probably had some big eaters out there yesterday. And so when you got them big eaters together, you don't get to have much left. Amen. Your best bet is to go to the first place. And then you get it, and then you probably ain't getting no doggy bag there either. Amen. If you take it home, it's going in your belly. Amen. And Reb, I know you have to split whenever, but God bless you. We're looking forward to see you after you went over and preached this morning. Amen. For our people, I got to learn the cars. I thought, you know, I saw one car there, and I said, boy, that looked like Dignus Clark's car. I said, probably is. Amen. I walked in the door. I saw her. Then I saw Dignity Simpson. Saw Mother Kelly. I said, I ain't see them cars out there. And, you know, you try to be nosy and know everybody's car and stuff. That's what we try to do. We try to know who everybody is by their cars, but they fooled me today. Amen. Mother Kelly said, I got a Volvo out there. All stuff with your Volvo. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Reverend popped in. It kind of surprised me. Amen. Today, like I said, Silver Hill is both our Family and Friends Day this evening and also Rally Day. I have a problem with the Rally Day because, you know, we use Rally Day to bring money into the church. Now, church folk don't like talk money.
Amen.
They don't like talk about money. Amen. But we need money to do the things that we need to do for the Lord. Am I right about it? I see all the things that you all are doing and have done here. That takes people giving.
Amen.
Amen. That takes people giving to do that. Amen. That's a part of the worship experience because God ordained and ordered our giving through our tithes, our offerings, and our gift. But folk don't like for you to talk about money. But I told y'all, I'm retiring now. So, you know, if I talk about money, they can't hurt me. I'm going anyhow. They might make it a little sooner. Amen. They might make it a little sooner. But you have to talk about these things. But it's also our Family and Friends Day. And it's nothing like friendship. There's nothing like a good friend. The Bible even teaches about that good friend and all. So I thought this morning, in both places here and at Silver Hill, I'll delve into this friendship thing and this monetary giving thing and all. And I thought I'd got by Sister Barbara this morning. She was smiling, gave me all the big hug and everything. I said, well, maybe she overlooked this title thing this morning. No, didn't happen. She snuck up beside me. She said, I know you. Got a title for me this month. I knew she was going to ask me that. I knew because as a matter of fact, truthfully speaking, I didn't have one. Amen. Oh, but we got one. I said I didn't have one. At the moment that she was checking on me, I didn't have one. But we're thinking about now, because at Silver Hill, I'm going to talk this morning about no man can outgive God. That means man and woman. No man. Now, y'all write that down, Silver Hill, because by the time I get that this morning, I'm going to forget that. Because God was giving it to me just a few minutes ago. So we'll go ahead and write that down. No man can outgive God. That's what we're talking about this morning, Silver Hill. Now, it's going to be a quiz because I'm going to ask y'all. Y'all think I'm gonna ask you? Y'all think I'm asking y'all for a quiz? But I'm gonna be asking y'all because I'm gonna forget. Because I preach so much, I forget the little titles and things like that. Because it's not the title; it's the meat of the message that means everything. But here, I think this morning we'll use the topic sticking together. And giving together. Amen. Sticking together. I like the way God gives me stuff. Amen. Sometimes, Brother Jim, he give me too much. Amen. I'll be sitting up here preaching. He'd be throwing scriptures at me. I'm like, slow down, God. Slow down, please. Amen. He just give me too much. This little brain got older now. Can't hold on to that stuff. That's why I keep my pad and pencil right back by the bed. Because sometimes God wakes us up. Gives us scriptures and give us some partial messages and things. So when I wake up, I make sure I got something to write it down because I know by morning I'm not going to remember. Amen. But sticking together and giving together. Father, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. The Family and Friends Day, I used to like that. You cannot beat a good friend. Reverend Kelly is my good friend. He's like a brother to me. And we're so tight, and we find out when we talk, we have more things in common. Matter of fact, Terry say, you and Reverend Kelly get on my nerve. Y'all so much alike, it ain't funny. y'all preach alike, and you know, y'all everything, your lives marry each other, all this stuff. And now Rev, see, I done got him now. He's me now. Amen. Because, you know, y'all, many of y'all don't know, but Rev also is a lawyer. He's a realtor. He's all of these things. And when I first met him, it was in church. And I took a liking to him. But, you know, he carried himself. You see, he looked like T.D. Jakes and all. It's how he carried himself, all right? And we got real close. And when Rev got called to preach and everything, he had been working in the church, and we were communicating long before he ever came to Silver Hill. We were great friends and all. And I looked at him and I said, man, that's the kind of guy I like to hang around. Boy, maybe I can learn something. Amen. Amen. But now he's trying to be like me. Amen. And hanging around him, I don't know if it's him or everybody else. Reb used to have no patience. None whatsoever. And as my young son in the ministry, I had to tell him, man, patience is a virtue. You got to have patience. It's in the Bible. But guess what? Now he has it and I have none. That's when you know it's time to give it up, man. When you're teaching all your pupils and your students what they need to have, and then you done lost it. Brother Jim said, I gave it away. but he got it now. And y'all know me. I like to see people laugh, and I like to see people smile. And like when Brother Kevin sings up here, it does something to you. Amen. It makes you feel good no matter what's going on in your lives. And if you listen to the words of those songs, it really, really picks you up. And so, you know, I'm kind of crazy. I like people laugh and all. You know, once I get them laughing, then I can smack them with the word. Amen. You get them in a jovial mood, man. You know, they accept anything then, boy. You know, bam, the word says, yeah. That's my style. Every preacher has his own style. But that's my style, to see people laughing and smiling and everything. But y'all also got to know that Silver Hill, I tell you, when I go to churches, preachers and all, I knock things down. Amen. They tell the people, put the flowers away, put the candles away. You know, we almost burned this stuff down. I knocked it down one time. Amen. Nah, we didn't do that, y'all. But I don't know. I just get into it. A lot of people call me charismatic. Say, you're a charismatic preacher. I don't even know what that mean. You know, ask people, what in the world charismatic and all that kind of stuff. And one lady said, you're crazy. That's what she said. She said, you're crazy and all, you know. But I have a lot of energy when I preach and all. So you'll have to see me fall on the floor. You'll have to see me do all that kind of crazy stuff. Now he doing it. Last Sunday, he fell in the floor. Amen. He was up there and he was going to town. Next thing I know, he was boom in the floor. I said, Lord, this boy getting too much like me now. Amen. It's too much being like Mike, I guess. Amen. But I love to see people smile. So it's good to have that good friend that you can have. You know, sometimes I talk to God all the time. I mean, I worry him to death. I spend half of my time, amen, thanking him, amen, for everything he's done for me.
Yes, sir.
Then the other times I'm worrying him about doing something else for me. Just in case he done forgot all about me or something like that. Amen. So I talk to him all the time. But, you know, it means something to have a friend that you can talk to sometimes when you're down.
Yes, sir.
And you can't trust everybody. Amen, amen. The worst thing you can do is go to a friend and you can tell them, look, I'm going to tell you something, but I don't want you to tell nobody. Forget it. It's gone. Soon as you say, don't tell anybody, guess what they're going to do? Tell somebody. You know how Jesus used to tell folk all the time, I did this, but I don't want you to tell anybody? He knew they was going to go tell. Amen, amen. And we should know that too. If we tell somebody, you know, something is going out, unless you got that special friend that you can have, that you can talk to, and it's invaluable to have that friend, because sometimes you need right now. And God kind of sometimes piecemeal it to you, because you can't take it if he give it to you all at one time. So you have this friend. Matter of fact, the Bible say there is a friend that sticks closer than any brother. Am I right about it? That's the word of God. He said there's a friend, and he's talking about Jesus. Amen. And a songwriter wrote a song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. Oh, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer." Isn't that something? Amen. That's a friend that you need to have. And I love the Bible. I love the Bible. And the Bible goes on that Jesus said he knows all about us. He knows when we're going through everything. He knows when our heart is heavy. We know when the road gets rough and the going gets tough. Amen. But like Kevin said, I got a feeling that everything going to be all right, because we know the man called Jesus. Amen. He sticks closer than any brother. And over in Matthew, Jesus himself says, because it's in the red print, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor," ooh, thank you, Jesus, amen, "and are heavy laden." He said, "And for I will give you what? Rest." He said, "Take my yoke," not yours, because he done been through it already. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." For he said, "For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find what? Rest for your soul." Now that's a friend. But I learned a lot in those few scriptures there. Amen. First thing, say, you got to come to me. Amen. Amen. He'll come to you, but he wants you to recognize that you are dependent on him. When the road gets rough and the going gets tough, amen, you need to know that there's Jesus is there. All you got to do is to let him to come in. He can't help you unless you let him come in. Our trouble is we try to do everything ourselves. Amen, amen. The songwriter also says, "Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there." We take it to him and we bring them right back again, as if God cannot take care of them. But he said the first thing you have to do is what? Come. He said, "Unto me." I know you got a friend. I know you got Reverend Kelly as your friend, but Jesus said, "That's all right, but you come unto me." But there's some stipulation there. "Come unto me, all ye that," what? "Labor." Labor. That means you got to be working doing something. You got to be working, try to help yourself. Amen. God ain't going to do everything for you. Amen. Excuse my language. God is not going to do everything for you. My verbiage is a little all messed up there, you know. We say ain't. And mama used to say all the time, don't say ain't, because ain't right. Amen. But, amen, there's a condition there. And people always tell, you go to God, there's no conditions. He'll do it for you. No, all through the Bible, God say, if you do this, all through the Bible, then I will do this. It is conditional. You say, if he's a come unto me, all ye that labor, you got to be laboring. You got to be working, amen, to work your problems out. And another thing you have to do while you're working to work your problems out, amen, you got to be going on doing other things the Lord said for you to do. Amen, amen. He don't want you to get all caught up in your problems. And guess what? Not come to church on Sunday morning. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost, now. Amen, amen. Because what happened is when things get us down, guess who we shut out our life? God. First one we shut out our life, we stop going to church, we stop praying, we stop all these things. Why? Oh, man, my road is so rough. Y'all don't know what I'm going through. My life is so bad. My life is all messed up. Amen. I don't know. Oh, I thought we had a car coming up in here. I can't go out this door. That car coming up in here, let me go. I'll see y'all later. We'll meet you next Sunday morning right here. I'm gone. Amen. But, amen, it's conditional. You got to be busy doing something. If you're going to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there, well, then you come on back and keep on doing what else God told you to be doing and let God work on that situation that you got that's overwhelming. Amen. That's why he said, come first, come to me. But you got to be laboring to try to work it out. Amen. He said that labor and heavy laden. If your hearts are heavy this morning, nobody would go. Isn't that amazing? Kevin singing all them songs and now I'm preaching about that stuff. He done gave you the answer before I gave the question. Amen. Because he got a feeling everything going to be all right. Then he said, hold on. Amen. The answer's right there. Now I'm giving you the rest of the meat to the thing. Amen. But you got to be laboring and you have to be burdened down. Amen. That's where I take it to when I get burdened down. Amen. When things get rough, amen, and my decision retire, I had to pray, because there's one side of me to say, no, don't do that. You still got a little more oomph to go yet. Amen. Don't give up yet. But then there was another side of me saying, hey, get your health together first. Get all this other stuff together first. Then maybe God may get you back in it. I don't know. Amen. But God wants you to be, amen, burdened down, come to him, working to help yourself. Amen. See, a lot of people don't want to help themselves. They want everybody to help them. Ain't doing nothing to help themselves. My brother's on the street corner. Amen. They've been there for 15 years. They ain't moved yet. Amen. Reverend Bummer. Guess what, Reverend? You should pray for me. Oh, yeah, I'll pray for you, brother. Pray for you all the time. Amen, because I pray for everybody. Amen. I don't need to know your name. I pray for everybody. God know what they're going through. Amen. Yeah, Reverend, but I'm still praying. I said, but brother, what else are you doing? You're still on the corner 15 years. Amen. You got to be putting in application. You got to get a GED. You got to do something to help yourself. Amen. Amen. God is just not going to take you off the corner and give you a job just because you prayed about it. The Bible says, now we know that God heareth not sinners. Uh-oh. He don't even hear you. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he will hear. Now, God's will is for us to confess our sins. Amen. God's will is for us to let him know what's going on in our lives, what we need. Amen. What kind of help we need. He know it already, but he want us to come to him. That word again, come. He want us to come to him. Amen. So get up off your butt. Amen. Go out there and start putting in some application, trying to educate yourself. Amen. Oh, Reverend, that little bit of money. I said, go to McDonald's. God, that little bit of money. I said, little bit of money, you ain't got none right now. Be yourself a resume. Then while you're at McDonald's, they got dental plan. Amen. They help you with college. Come on now. Help me out now. Amen. Come on now. God is not going to throw you out there and give you a $20 ad job and you dumb. Come on, somebody work with me now. Amen. So he said, come unto me, all you that labor, heavy labor. And he said, I'll give you rest. You know how we say we're so tired dealing with all the stuff we're going through? God said, if you bring it to me, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, I'm going to let you get a little bit of rest. Amen. That's what he said. I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you. And he said, and learn of me. You got to be studying the word of God. You got to know how to deal with the things in life that you're going through. You have to know what the Lord says in his word, what you need to do, because he's going to do his thing. But you got to learn some things about God. Amen. When you're heavy laden, burdened down, laboring, and you don't know how you're going to make ends meet and all that stuff. And all of us go through that. That's why I like Brother Kevin say, we all go through stuff. Amen. Everybody. We all go through things. But he said, give it to me. I can handle it. I can handle it. You cannot handle it. But I can handle it. He said, learn about me. Learn about me. He said, because my yoke is easy. And my burdens are what? Are light. Because he had the power to lighten your load. Amen. God is not going to send us anywhere or put us in, through anything that Jesus had not been or been through himself. Think about everything Jesus been through. All he did was come down there and help us. And look how we treat him. Amen. Turn our back on him. We call on him when we need him. Amen. God gets us out of trouble and all. Say, God, I need you so much. I need you to help me out. God, he straightens out everything for us. Then after he straightens out everything for us, then what happened? We don't need you now, Lord. Just hang back. Hang back. I might need you again. But you know something? If you're not going through anything and God has blessed you and life is okay for you, that gives you more reason to need God in your life. Because you need to thank him. Amen. Amen. You need to thank him. Amen. When things are going smooth in your life, you need to praise him. You need to thank him. Why? He commands you praise him. He commands that you thank him. Even when you ask him for something, God say, amen, I want you to thank me. Even when you're praying. Amen. Stop begging so much. Stop begging. Start thanking him. Amen. Why? You're blessed today. I say that in churches sometimes. People look at, well, he woke you up this morning. That's a lot of folk. I've heard our sick list today a lot worse off than we are. Amen. Come on now. Amen. It could have been me. It could have been you. Amen. But God blessed us. Amen. And touched our heart. And guess what? Led us to church. Amen. This morning to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's something to be thankful about this morning. Amen. So there is a friend that sticks closer than any brother. Amen. And we need to stick together. Amen. Amen. We need to stick together in our worship. We need to stick together in our fellowship. Amen. We need to stick together in our praise. Amen. We need to stick together in our worship. We need to stick together, y'all. It's rough out there in that world. It's good to have some good friends. Amen. You can walk through this thing with. Amen. Sometimes all I need is just a smiling face. Sometimes all I need is a good hug, a good handshake. I'm feeling better. Amen. It's something about that. Amen. I didn't know this morning that Kevin was going to make me feel so good this morning. Them songs he sung got me ready to roll. Because I was mad because folks still in bed. Amen. Come on now. Folk can get on our nerves. Amen. Amen. They got on our nerves. They didn't want to come with me this morning. So I say, drive your vehicle. Ain't got no gas. Well, you better come with me. Train leaving in about 10 more minutes. Better come with me. I'll see you later. Tell the folk I'll see them next week. Don't kill the messenger. Amen. Don't kill the messenger. I'm just bringing the message because I knew everybody going to ask me, where's Sister Bummer? That's what they do at Silver Hill. When she ain't there, where's Sister Bummer? I say, don't start me the line. Come on. See, my thing is, my service to God is between me and God. Whatever you choose to do, if you don't want to worship him, if you don't want to praise him, that's your business. But what you do is not going to stop me from serving my God. Come on now, somebody work with me. Amen. We got to stick together on this thing. Whatever we going through, all these years, 29 years, y'all know how many folk I done been through in 29 years here? Nah, that's a bad choice of word. Ain't how many folk I done been through. How many folk I done worship with since I've been, because it sounds like I'm running it by the way, don't it? Amen. 29 years, a lot of good folk. And everybody, including you all, are carrying that banner. And y'all doing it very well because I've seen you grow. I've seen your progress. I've seen where you come from. I see the way you are now. Amen. Why? Because you've been sticking together. The road ain't always been ended. Y'all done had some rougher hurdles to overcome. But God bring you through. And it does not mean it's not going to be any more hurdles. Yes, it is. But it's good to know that God brought you through those. So the same God is still here. He can bring you through whatever they threw at you. So you just got to what? Stick together. Stick together. Now, I was talking about giving together. Y'all know Malachi. Amen. Malachi 3. Yeah, I'm in good time. Amen. Malachi 3. And people get so mad at me when I talk about money. But we need money. Your car ain't going up and down that road without gas. And gas is going up. Well, now it's falling down. Ain't it funny how all that stuff happened around election time? Come on, y'all work with me now. All the stuff we suffer with all year long, nothing happens. Election year come around, everything start happening for our good. Think about it. Just think about it. Amen. All of a sudden, the gas is going down. Amen. It go down about 5 cents, then it goes up 15 cents. Y'all keep an eye on it. Watch it. Watch. I've been watching it. That's how it's observed. But Malachi 3. And it's talking about here in the first part of the chapter, it's talking about, if you look at, let's see, verse 7 there. It's talking about, he said, how the people have robbed God of his just due. And he says in verse 7, Malachi 3, verse 7, even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances. Now, you know how we in the world, we used to talk about people, mom and daddy. You know, we think we smart and all this stuff. You get mad at somebody, we go, yo, mama. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Even on the football field, I used to do it. Amen. I was quarterbacking. The guys say something to me, because you want to make them mad enough to make mistakes. So they said, bummer, I'm going to break your leg. I said, yo, mama. Amen. Come on now. And they tried to break my leg is what they did. Amen. But that was a stupid thing that we did, but we did that, that kind of stuff. Now, here God talking about our daddies. He said, even the day of your forefathers, you're gone away from the word. Amen. Because they knew what God said about giving financially. God said, you had to bring everything, even the food from the fields had to be brought to the church. So that you can help those that didn't have food to eat. Amen. Everything was brought to the church. Amen. How can the church help somebody if we don't have any finances? We don't have any food. You don't pray about nobody. You don't go see anybody. How the church going to move forward like that? Amen. God, and when he said that tenth thing, he wasn't just talking about your money. He wanted a tenth of everything, your service, your love, your worship. Amen. You'll give. He want a tenth of everything, not just your money. And I'm going to tell you something. You can't outgive God. It's no. Oh, that's for y'all later on, but that's all right. You can't outgive God. Everything that God done gave for us, you can't outgive him. And folks sit up and tell me, Pastor Bummer, I barely have $10 or whatever. I said, they ain't but a dollar. Come on, help me out now. That's all you have to do, give a dollar. And if you think about it, during the course of a week, a month, a day, or whatever, we spend money on junk. It's things that are not essential or necessary, we spend money on it. But when we come to church and that offering tray come around, isn't it amazing how the service goes so good until they start talking about it's time for offering? Huh? Yeah, man, sometimes you see frowns on people's face. All these books we have here, we have the hymn book, we have the Bible, we have the song books, we have everything. Amen. But the least used book used in the church is the pocketbook. Somebody work with me now, work with me. Somehow our hands don't get from clapping, praising God to the back pocket to get some money out of there. Amen, amen. I don't know what about it. When you start asking about money, man, folk get mad. Even the church's tithing is down. I belong to a ministerial co-op. I'm up in Maryland and all. I belong to a co-op up there, one down here. And all the pastors said how money has stopped rolling in. Like usually, we have to make do on less. We have to spread it out on less now. Because folk are just not giving. They putting it on the economy. They putting it on anything. But I charge you one thing. You give what God asks you to give. Amen. You're going to not be wanting for anything. Amen. I'm going to tell you that right now. I've tried it for myself. And it works. It works. Yes, it does work. Amen. You will not want for anything if you give according to the word of God. Now, you may not get it when you want it. But God knows when you need it. Amen. He don't answer our prayers because of what we want, but because of what we need. And he's talking about, first of all, our spiritual needs. And I found out that when I tithe and I give my offering and I bring my gifts to the church, amen, God answers some of my wants. He threw them in there as an extra blessing to me. Amen. Somebody work with me now. Today we asked the church, the members, amen, on rally day, amen, to give $125. And we've been doing this for about 6 months. Some folk ain't coming to church today, Brother Jim, because they got to give $125. And we've been talking about it for 6 months. And we told them, hey, just lay a little aside every week. Amen. Then you don't have to take it all at one time. Last Sunday evening, before we left, I told a few of my members, I said, don't forget rally day next Sunday. I ain't got no money. Then I heard this morning, they said they might not be church today. You know why? They don't want to give that $125. Let me tell you something. If I don't have it, I'm not going to miss church. Amen. Amen. Because God knows my heart. If I don't have it, I'm going to come and I'm going to do something in the church. I'm going to work. I'm going to do something in the church. I'm not going to stay home because I don't have $125, which really I did have, but I just didn't want to give it. Come on, help me out here now. Help me out now. Amen. Have a man, Rod, he said, they have gone away from mine ordinance and have not kept my commandments, what he said. He said, now I want you to do, I want you to come back to me, return unto me. And he said, I'll return to you. Isn't that something? They left him, so God did what? He must have left because he said, I'll return to you if you come on back. Amen, because God ain't for no foolishness. Amen, if you don't want to do what he asked you to do, he going to bless somebody else. Amen. Until you come to your senses. And look what he said. But you said, when shall we return? And then God says, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. Amen. But you say, where have we robbed thee? In tithe and offering. Malachi writing what God telling him to write here now. They said, how have we robbed you? How have we robbed you, God? We've been doing everything you asked us to do. Amen. We've been doing everything. God said, but you ain't been tithing. You haven't been giving your offering. Amen. See today, I'm on the good foot. That's why I say, and I told him when you were singing, I said, yeah, he's right. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. I know it will with me. You know why? Because I'll pay my tithe this morning. I'll pay my tithe this morning. Amen. And then this evening we got rally day. We owe $125, right? If I pay my tithe this morning, now I'm giving another $125 in the evening. Guess what? That's my offering. So all today I'm giving my tithe. And great God Almighty. I give my tithe. I give my offering. I'm happy about that thing. Some folk ain't happy to give money. Amen. I'm happy to be able to tithe. I'm happy to be able to give my offering. Amen. And then some folk come to church. Amen. Amen. And it used to be, it is. In the country out there where I'm from, Fauquier County, where the church is out there, sometimes it snows. And we miss church. And then we have church. We might miss two Sundays. Guess what? Folk ain't going to make up them two Sundays they missed. We weren't there. Amen. I ain't got to pay nothing. Come on now, help me out here, help me out. Amen. But we got to give, amen. If I miss a Sunday, amen, and I come the next Sunday, I got to make up for that one I missed. And I tell folks, if times are so bad and you feel you can't give your tenth or you can give something, your offering. That's why he said, you robbed me in tithe and in offering. Isn't that what he said? He said, verse 9, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me. Even this whole nation have robbed me. Now, see, when I think about money, Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in his word. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, in everything you do, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. If you acknowledge him by giving your tithes and your offerings, amen, God gonna direct your path. Yes, he will. I've tried it for myself. Say, I can't do it for you. You got to do it for yourself. I've tried it for myself, and it works. It don't mean I got a whole bunch of money in my pocket, because God only said he will supply my every need. And far as I'm concerned, if God taking care of my need, that's all I need. Amen. Take care of my need, Lord. Some things I don't need that I'm asking you for. Am I right about it? Amen. I want a 48-inch TV. Come on, yeah, it ain't much. Not for an old boy like me. I'm retiring now. Amen. Just give me a big old 48. I got the recliner. I'm all ready. I got the Pepsis. I'm all ready. I just need the 40. Football season is coming on now. Amen. God said, why you want a 48? Maybe a 32 will do. Come on now, work with me now. It's just something I want. I don't need it. The truth of the matter is, I don't need a TV. I got about 5 at home now. But I just want a 48-inch. Because I go to everybody else's house. I'm not supposed to be jealous. But when I see them in a 48, I want a 48. And God just tell me, but you can't afford a 48. Come on and work with me now. Amen. God supply your need, not your wants. And that's what I want God to do. Take care of my needs. Take care of my needs. Look what he said. Now, this is the key, verse 10. Amen. Look what he said. Bring who? What what did he say? Bring? Yeah, there you go. It's an individual thing. You know, when we say, he said, bring ye, everybody look at everybody else. You got to bring your tithes. He's talking to all of us. Ye, bring ye. If everybody in here today, amen, bring your tithes. Amen. Where? Into the storehouse. The church is the storehouse. Isn't this where we give money on missions and help churches and help kids and all? Y'all do the book bag thing and all the stuff that y'all do. Praise God, from whom all blessed. All the things that y'all do. If y'all, nobody bring nothing into the storehouse, nothing goes out. Keep your fist like this. Nothing goes in and nothing goes out. This is the storehouse. Amen. Bring ye all your tithes into the storehouse. Why do I have to bring it to the storehouse? That there may be meat in mine house. This is God's house. He said, I want some meat in mine. And if you bring your money, your gifts, and your offering to God's house, that's meat to people. That's going to help people survive. But you got to bring it, your tithe, into his house. He said, and prove me now herewith, say the Lord. And God say, try me, just try me. Ain't God good? He said, just try me. That's what the word prove me means. Test me, try me. See, we listen to each other. What's it, what they call this stuff? This get rich quick stuff. Pyramid stuff. Give out money and you liable to lose your money. Amen. We do all these kind of things. Amen. And we lose money. Lotto. Come on now. Help me out. Yeah, you're going to hit every now and then. I ain't saying you, brother, but I'm just saying you may hit it every now and then, but you're going to spend more than you get back. Am I right? But God is taking care of me, because that money that you spend, you could use for something else. And God is going to bless you. Amen. Amen. But he said, just trust me. Do what I ask you to do. Prove me. Test me. Try me now. Herewith saith the Lord of hosts. If, see that thing? It's conditional. Try me and see if I won't do it. He said, if I will not open you the what? Windows. Am I right? It's an S on there. Boy, heaven must be big, ain't it? open up for you the windows of heaven and not drip you out like you're leaking the house. You got drips in there, that thing will aggravate you all night long. You just drip, plop, plop, plop. And you can't sleep, can't do nothing, but you won't fix it. So after you won't fix it, it's going to pour, right? Amen. Right? Going to bust things wide open. Amen. He said, just try me. I'm going to open up all the windows in heaven, and I'm going to what? Pour you out a blessing. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. He's going to pour me out a blessing. He's just going to let the rain just pour down on me. Amen. I go to King's Dominion sometimes, and I'm so stupid. I love that water over at the water park. Amen. And I'm so stupid, brother, that I go there, and I get under that water thing that's pouring water all on me. Amen. But I forget, amen, to take my wallet out my pocket, and it ruins everything in my wallet. And then I'd have been poured on, and now I don't have a credit card. I don't have the stuff in my wallet. I don't have all of this stuff because I wanted to be poured on. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. But God said, I'm going to pour you out a blessing, and thou shall not be enough, what? Room to receive. Can you imagine that? Pouring you out such a blessing. Such a blessing, amen, that I will not be room enough to receive it. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Just pour me out, Lord. Just keep on pouring, just pouring and pouring and pouring. Amen. Just pour it out. All the windows opening up. And that's not for me only. It's for you also. But you got to bring your tithes. And don't give it grudgingly. Amen. That's some folk, you know. You try to put that money in there, you give it to the deacon, and you don't want to turn loose. Amen. Deacon pulling on it, you kind of scared to let go. Scared, let go. Oh, man, no. That, and then when you realize it wasn't a five you pulled out, it was a 20, you asked for 15 back. Hey, come on now. Work with me now. Amen. Put the whole 20 in there. And don't even worry about it. Because God's going to bless you. I did that thing Silver Hill one time. I went to Bible study. Amen. Tank was low, almost on fumes. I say, I'm going to get gas at the cheapest place I can. All right, I bypassed some that were cheap. And going to Fauquier County, they got heavier. So I said, I'll get it after service. I got to church. Amen. And sometime during church, I realized I left my wallet at home. And then in my prayer, during prayer service, I said, Lord, I done something stupid. I got no gas and I have no money. And I'm too proud to ask somebody. Amen. Yesterday, I said, Lord, you're going to have to help me out. Amen. I ain't say nothing to nobody. After service is over, one of the members came up to Pastor, I'm here, $20. I said, for what? The Lord told me to give it to you. Great God Almighty. See? Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Ain't God good? Didn't ask nobody for it. Amen. But he came up and gave it to me. You know what I did? I took it too. I had fumes in the tank. I took it. I said, well, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you know what I did the next Sunday? I put an extra 20 in the tray. Maybe somebody will bless somebody else. Amen. You see what I'm talking about? You can't be God and give it. No matter how you try. You remember the widow's mite? Them old boys in the Bible, Jesus was laying back and watching them in service in the temple, and it came offering time, and said, all the big boys, amen, go through the wallets, and they go through the 20s, the 10, the 5, and they get the 1. Amen. And they walk up front like they somebody important. Amen. And throw that dollar in that tray like they done something. And Jesus was watching. He was watching. It's in the Bible. He was watching. And then all of a sudden, this little old lady with her cane, she come on up there. Y'all know the story. Little old lady with her cane, come on up there. Amen. You know, she was elderly, so her hands probably was shaking and everything. And she opened up that little purse that y'all ladies carry around. See, that's why men stupid. We just take the whole wide. Y'all hide money everywhere. And the little purse over in this corner. Over there. That's why I figure out y'all got all them compartments in that suitcase. Like, look at that suitcase. Amen. And she opened that thing up. And the Bible says she took 2 pence out of it. And she dropped it in and turned around and walked away. And Jesus looked at those men. He said, y'all think y'all did something by putting a little bit of what y'all had in the offering tray. He said, but that little lady right there, she put all that she had. Amen. Praise God from whom all mountains flow. Amen. All blessings flow. Amen. She put in the last of what she had. And who you think God's going to bless? The little old lady. Am I right about it? So see, today we've learned a couple of things. Today we learn we got to stick together and we got to give together. Because if you all didn't give together, y'all couldn't have been a blessing. Okay, God Almighty, look at here. All the folk y'all to help. Unless y'all stuck together. Amen. Unless y'all stuck together, this would not have happened. Amen. If y'all did not give together, this would not have happened. Because, see, when things are rough for you guys, y'all praying about it. Y'all praying about everybody. Y'all praying about everything. Amen. And that's the key. Amen. You're praying about everybody. You ask everybody. Amen. That's why I told him last Sunday in church, I said, it's amazing to me when we get up in church on Sundays and we ask everybody who needs prayer, come on down, we're going to have an altar call. About 5 people come down. Don't you need prayer? Somebody help me out here now. I don't understand that. Everybody need prayer. So when they say, you know, whoever going through something, Brother Kevin said, anybody going through something today? Amen. We all going through something. Y'all might not want to tell it because you're too proud. Proud will mess you up. I want God to bless me. If I'm going through something, I'll be the first one come down that aisle. Wonder what Pastor Bummer got going wrong. Come on now. Wonder what's going on in his life. Like in church sometimes, when I sit up and I say, I'm a sinner, everybody looking at me like, wonder what he did. But we all sinners saved by grace. I'm not ashamed from where God brought me from. He done brought me from a mighty long way. But 2 things we have to do as Christians, amen, and followers of Christ, we got to stick together no matter what's going on. We got to be friends to one another. We got to love one another. The Bible says, greater love have no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend. Ain't too many going to lay down for me. Oh, brother, you just in trouble. Ain't laying down my life for you, dude. Amen. Life too good. But you got to stick together. Amen. And you got to give together. Amen. I mean, it's a lot more I could add to that. You got to pray together. You got to worship together. You got to do it. But today, like I said, Silver Hill, it's time for, amen, family and friends and also rally day. Amen. But you know what? We got to give all the time according to the word of God. He commands it. He commands it. In your tithes and your offering. And occasionally in there, it'll tell you, give your gifts. Amen. You give a gift to the church. All these types of things. But this is one thing that we have to do. We got to stick together. We got to stick together. When we're going through things, don't turn your back. Just because somebody don't like your idea, you still pray about it. Amen. And see what God wants you to do, how he wants you to handle the situation. Because we're always not going to agree. But one thing I tell the church all the time, let's disagree in love. Amen. Let's disagree in love. Let's pray to God and see what he wants. See, if our way don't work, we get mad and we won't come back to church for a month. Because you didn't do it my way. Only way that counts in the house of God, as a matter of fact, in life is God's way. Amen. That's the way you do it. So 2 things I leave with you today. Continue to stick together and continue to give together. God bless you. Amen.